The technology of today, when computers came along, did you start using computers?
I really didn't. I had them for the office, but I always regret that I didn't have them sat down with me for maybe 20 or 30 minutes every week or two and teach me more about this, because I didn't in college, I didn't have a typewriter. I couldn't afford one or couldn't get one. So I never kept up with my typing just 1 year in high school. I didn't keep up with it, but in my office, I always had computers. But the girls are so fast and so good, they could do it twice as good, and I felt like I'm more capable of doing what I was trained to do, and that's checking eyes and things of that nature. So I didn't really keep up with it, and I'm sorry I didn't.
You wanted to go to optometry school.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? Why?
Well, okay. Actually, the war was over, and we were in Aniwetok, which, like I said, it's short of Guam, in the Philippines, way out in the Western Pacific, and it's past the international dateline. And they had these LCIs that would come out in the bay. We were anchored out in the bay. We had already secured all the guns and put cosmoline grease, that's heavy grease, cosmoline grease on them, and made tarpaulins out of canvas to cover them, to keep them from getting rusty. Took all the ammunition and took it out and dropped it in the middle of the bay. And so we were secured. So we didn't have much to do except gangplank watch every other day for 4 hours. And so we could go ahead and wait for these LCIs to pick us out once a day and then take us into shore. And we could go to a Quonset hut there. There's a Red Cross. And we could pick up and I guess other people did too. I'd pick up an armload of newspapers and take them back to ship with me, because we had so little to do, and I'd read these newspapers. And I ran across a optometric college in Chicago, I think it was, Illinois, and I thought that would be nice. So I wrote a letter to my mother, and I said, call Dr. Bishop and ask him if he might help me see about getting into college. I didn't know where they were. And Southern College of Optometry in Memphis was the only one in the whole South. There wasn't any Birmingham like there is now, Houston, two in Florida. They're all over the place. He didn't respond. He didn't help me. I still kept the thought in mind that, by the way, my mom wrote me a letter and said, what are you going to do after the war is over? And in effect, she said, you don't know nothing. What are you going to do with your life? That's what it was that old newspaper I got a hold of. That gave me the thought, and I thought, I think that's what I'd like to do.
You saw the ad,
mm-hmm.
and that just thought...
Something to do with the Optometric College.
You had never thought about what you're going to do before that, but that was... it turned on the brain, turned
mm-hmm.
on to that.
Yes, uh-huh.
But you needed to go to college before optometry school.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, right. And the students today can't believe it. And they said, what? And at the time, you could just go for 4 years of optometric college. But now you have to have a bachelor's, then you go to Memphis, or you can go to Houston, you can go to Tahlequah, and you go for 3 years. So it's 7 years now.
So then you went to... The name of that school again, optometry school?
Southern College of Optometry in Memphis.
You went there?
Mm-hmm.
And did you take to it right away? You thought, this is really what I want to do?
No, I was desperate. I thought, I don't want... My dad had that little store. It wouldn't hard to support him and mom. And I darn sure didn't want to go back to Penny's, even though I worked there. And it was fine. I had pocket change all the time and didn't have to ask my dad for much of money for help. And then in 1942, between my junior and senior year, we had the Oklahoma Ordnance worked over at Choteau, Oklahoma, Choteau Prior. And so they were hiring, and I had a chance to go to work, and I did work for the summer of 42. And I was making 60 cents an hour, and I thought I was rich.
Working what? Doing what?
I was in a shoe department. Everybody had to wear safety shoes. And if you worked there in the powder plant, or if you worked in... There were two different sections, powder plant and another section of the huge operation over at Choteau.
Tell me what the huge operation was. What was it?
Mostly making powder. DuPont. They were probably making other ammunitions too, but black powder for one of them.
And what was that used for?
For shells. I worked there until school started, and right. I had to quit.
Right. So then back to when you're actually doing the studying for optometry, you said you felt desperate because you didn't want to go back, and you thought, no, I got to study this. I've got to learn this if I want to come out of not working for JCPenney.
Right.
Right. And so did the study come easy for you? Did you enjoy it?
Well, it wasn't easy, but the thing that was nice about it, John, was I knew also that I wasn't dumb, but you had to put your time in. So if you study hard enough on whatever subject, and certainly some of the subjects were more difficult than others, but I had to put my time in. And every student has to do that probably, but some people are more adept at studies and retention than me. So I had to put my time in, but I had put enough time in to always pass. I never made the honor roll, like I said, but I never flunked. And so I just had to work harder than a lot of students that were more gifted than me. It worked out okay, but yeah, it was my fault that I was so far behind. I had no one to thank but myself. My mom and dad used to tell me, you need to study now. You need to study, and you'll be sorry. And I was, but I didn't listen very well.